Matthew Eust is president of the Waseca County Historical Society, and the date is Sunday, December 3rd, 1978. The occasion is the annual Christmas tea given by the wives of the board of directors, and I'm going to be interviewing some people in the near future as to this occasion. Britton, this is your first attendance, isn't it, at our annual tea?
Yes, and my first as a director's wife, yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. I'm visiting with Mrs. Joseph Britton of Janesville, who's a wife of one of our new directors. And what do you think of the museum this year, the way they have it fixed?
Oh, it's decorated beautifully and so many good-looking cookies.
Fine.
And I'm sure it's going
to
be.
We look forward to a lot of input from you and Joseph, and we're so happy to have you as a board member.
Thank you. I enjoy it.
Hi. I'm cutting a tape that'll go into our library here. Come on, don't be afraid. I'm not going to. We hope 50 years from now somebody will play these tapes back. Now, you are who?
Mrs. Ollie Dinn.
And you're from Waseca.
Waseca. Mrs. Art Schulligertis.
That one I knew.
Mrs. Anna Byerly.
Mrs. Byerly. And this one I know.
Mildred Wernemer.
Wanda Teschner. Yeah. You ladies, have you been here since last year's tea, any of you? Or were you any of you here last year at the tea?
I don't think it was there. I was not last year.
I have never been here. This is my first time.
I've always wanted to, but I never got here. I was going to tell you, if you had been here last year, you've seen a tremendous change. If you remember, this was full of old cases. Yes. And so as you go around upstairs, you'll see what we did. We put them all up where you can view them easier, and we have all this storage space. Well, we're happy to have you all here, and we hope you enjoy yourselves.
Thank you. I'm sure we will.
Thank you. How is Mrs. Bourne?
Just fine today, thank
you.
Were
you here last year?
Oh, I come every year.
Do you? Well, let's see, then you've seen the change in the decor here. Do you think it looks better than it did last year without all those cluttery old cases?
Well, yes, at a first glance. I haven't had a chance to really look around
at everything yet. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm taping this for our library for a future generation. So knowing you, I thought I'd say hello to you and get you on tape.
Thank you very much, yeah. And thank you mostly for having this every year. We look forward to it.
We do too. If you want to put your coat, you're sure welcome to there. Now, what is your name?
Sarah.
Sarah what?
Stoddard.
Sarah Stoddard. Now you talk a little louder. And how old are you, Sarah?
7.
7 years old. Is this the first time you ever come to our annual Christmas tea? Have you been here before?
I've been here before.
Well, we're so glad to have you. And what's your name?
Sandy.
Huh?
Sandy.
Speak up, okay?
Sandy.
Sandy, of course, anybody knows that. And how old are you, Sandy?
5.
5. Well, you're cute too. And now, what is your name? I think so. Don't you have a name? Huh? Oh, well, listen, your sisters will hear their voice back now. You tell me your name and I'll... It is? How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good today.
Wasn't this weather nasty, though?
Oh, no.
Huh?
Uh-uh. It's winter. Sure, I like it.
Will you give me your name, please?
Lenora Will.
Lenora Will, and you know that this tape is for posterity, and it'll go into our archives with the rest of our records, and just around saying hello to a few of you people that I know, and 50 years from now, if they'll play this back, we'll know who Miss Will.
Good.
Fine.
All right.
Good to see you.
Yeah, thank you.
And who's this gorgeous young creature?
Maureen Hogan.
Maureen Hogan. Your father wouldn't be Jerry Hogan, would it?
Yes, that's right.
And Maureen, you're from Janesville.
That's right.
And you're helping us here today because your father is on the board of directors.
Right.
And because you probably wanted to, because he told you to.
Right.
And you're?
Mary Hogan.
Mary Hogan. And you are from where, Mary?
Janesville.
And your father is who?
Jerry Hogan.
Jerry Hogan. Well, we have Hogan sisters here.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you, and thank you for all the nice work you're going to do for
thank
us.
Thank you. Here.
This old goat here. Whoop.
Did you have it on?
No. This next gentleman I'm talking to is a fellow that does a lot of work for me around here. And what is your name?
Benny Miller.
Benny, and how long you lived in Waseca, Ben?
Oh, I've been up here since, not just outside in the country here, since 1919.
You've been around here a lot longer than that.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah, and Benny is on the board of directors here at the museum and does a lot of work with us here.
Yep.
And next man is
Lloyd Peterson.
Lloyd is from
New Richland.
And he is a great help to us here. Lloyd sees that our electrical system works properly. He's an electrician from New Richland and also our vice president on our board of directors. Did you have a little trouble getting here today?
No, I didn't. Yeah, the road's all plowed out. I had a little trouble this morning, but then...
I hope this doesn't hurt our attendance, but it looks like it might. Huh?
It might.
Well, it'll be all the more cookies for we fellas to eat.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I don't need them.
Good talking to you. See, how many... Yes, I'm now speaking with Margie Fridrell, or better known as Margie Moonen. How many years have you been doing this at the
at the tea? As long as you've had the tea.
Yes.
I forget, it's 6 years, five or six.
A long time. And you served on the board for many years too, haven't you?
Yes, I've had 2 terms on the board.
And one time the secretary's job.
Yes.
And you
I don't mean 2 terms, I mean there have been 2 sessions.
Two sessions. Uh-huh. And you did so want to remain the secretary, as I remember, didn't you? You won't answer that?
No comment to
no
that.
No comment. Thank you. We're taping here. Each year we put the tape in our archives for, pardon me, for future generations. And this being the first time I've met you, you have a lovely Irish name, which always appeals to me. But you are Susan McCarthy.
Right, from KOWL Radio News.
And how long have you been in Waseca?
I've lived in Waseca for 4 months, and would you believe the day after we moved in, we came to the museum.
Well, wonderful. Where's your home?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, you came a long ways. And your mm-hmm. husband here is here?
Right. He works in Mankato for Internal Revenue Service.
Oh, do we?
So we were transferred.
I want to be sure and meet him. Well, it's good talking to you, Susie, and we'll look for you a little later.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Say hello to you ladies and get you on tape here.
Well, hello.
And you are?
I'm Gladys Ressler.
Gladys Ressler, and this is not your first time here, is it?
Oh, no, I have been here almost every year.
I know, I've seen you. Gladys, your home is Waseca, of
right.
course. I just do want to ask you one question for the tape. Do you like what we have done here as far as the arrangement where we've moved out all those old cases and elevated them so people can get a better
yes,
view?
Yes, I think it's very nice.
I think it's improved.
Very much improved. You can fine. See everything so well, and it's yeah. very, very
we've
interesting.
We've done a lot of work, and we have the building about as good a condition as it's ever been. We've put all new storm windows and on it, and we've painted, and everything is now up to date, a new roof, so we hope that now we can spend a little more time on the inside. Well, it's good.
It's a wonderful place. Thank you.
Yes, we enjoy
thank
it.
Thank you.
Now, you are?
Marge Kincaid.
Marge Kincaid, and your home is Waseca, isn't it, Marge? Mm-hmm. How long have you lived here?
Oh, about 19 years.
19 years. Mm-hmm. I know the name, but I can't remember. Were you here last year
no.
at the tea, Marge?
It's the first time I've been
your
here.
First time. Mm-hmm. Well, we hope you enjoy it. I might
thank
say
you.
That if you go upstairs into the what they call this room up here, we have just received so many beautiful pieces of walnut furniture from the Bierman estate, the nieces of Bernie Bierman, who was our Minnesota football coach for years. And I surely want you to see them. They're up in that room. And also the silver service. But we have so many nice new pieces in the room back here. We're starting a doctor's room, so be sure you get up to see it.
Okay, thank you.
Nice talking to you both.
Benny Berman's mother was a wrestler.
That's right.
Ah, young lady.
Hello.
May I ask your name?
Marlene Reedford.
And Marlene, what are you doing here today?
I'm going to play the organ today.
Oh, wonderful. Marlene, you're here almost every year at our tea, aren't you?
Right.
And have you been here since last year's tea, or by chance, or no?
One other time.
Was the change made in the appearance of the, when you were here last? You recall we had all these cases piled
no,
in here?
No.
Do you like the looks of the museum?
Much better.
Fine. And we're surely looking forward to you playing. It's always a joy. And I'm going to see you a little later, but...
Joe Britton.
And from?
Janesville.
And what do you do in Janesville, Joseph?
I work at the bank, and I also farm a little.
Fine. Joe, I can remember the name Britton, Britton's Corner, for hundreds of years, I guess, ever since I was a little boy. Joseph Britton is now a member of our board of directors, and we're so happy to have you and your wife, and we'll look forward to a lot of input from you in the months to come, Joe. And
I'm glad to be on, and hope I can help you out as much as possible.
I'm sure you'll have many contributions. Good talking to you,
Thank
Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
What is your name?
Linnea.
Huh?
Linnea.
Linnea. You have another name, don't you? What's your last name?
Reinders.
Well, say, it's so nice to have you here. Who's this with you?
Lauren,
your brother?
No, he's your friend.
Your friend? Well, he's a dandy. What is your name?
Lauren Clausen.
Well, it's so good to have you, Lauren. And who is this?
Kathy Reinders.
This is Kathy Reinders. Is this your first time at RT's, Kathy?
No, this is the second time we've come.
Oh, fine. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
We've been asking a few, of the people if they like the appearance. We've taken all the clutter out of it since last year. We've moved out cases and moved them up and elevated them and lot them so. And who is this gentleman?
Tom Reinders.
Tom Reinders. Yeah, good to have you here today. This I usually get a kiss from little girls, but I guess this time it's not going to work, huh? Well, it's good to have you here. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
I'm going to interview Mrs. Cal Condon. And I would like to know why Cal isn't here today, so this can go on tape for posterity.
Is that right? Okay, well, the weather is too bad, Joe. He couldn't take a chance on falling and breaking his leg again.
I appreciate that. I was making a pun. But we are going to miss him.
Thank you.
He's
and he'll miss it,
good for
too.
Us. Mrs. Condon is the wife of one of our board members who has done so much for us. And we look forward to having him many more years.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. Now visiting with Mrs. Benny Miller, wife of one of our directors. How many years has it been that you've been coming to the team, Mrs. Miller?
Oh, it's been several years.
Several years. I know you've done a lot, always assisted, and Benny's so good for us. We hope that you'll be here for 20 more of these.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And here's a little lady I know of Irish descent. I think her name is Mary O'Flaherty Whiting. And how many have you been at, Mary?
Joe, a lot. I don't know how many.
Yes.
What? How many did you say?
I think five or six.
Six. I think so too, Joe.
Yes. Well, each year you do so much, we appreciate it.
And thank you very much,
you tell
Joe.
Your husband that I'm not going to accept the fact he's ill. He just wants to see the football game.
Now, Joe.
And here's Mrs. Hogan.
Yes.
And she is the wife of one of our directors from Janesville. And is this year... Right. First or second?
First year, Joe.
First year?
Mm-hmm.
Fine, we're glad to have you.
Thank you, Joe. Nice being here.
And now we have the mother of buttons, Mrs. King. And
yes,
you have been at several of these, haven't you, Alice?
Yes, I have. I don't know.
And I think you've worked and enjoyed them all.
Very much.
Everett, Mrs. King is the wife of a board member and our treasurer, in fact, and he's downstairs working like a little beaver. Thank you, Alice. Recording some Christmas music being played by Mrs. Reedford on our organ here at the museum.